Track 6, Holiday Triggers. On the last track, we discussed how to begin experiencing an increased sense of difference between heart or core self and your ego or reactive thoughts. You were provided with the need to be right exercise. The purpose of this track is to discuss various ways in which holiday triggers can become reoccurring times of anguish and how to recognize patterns of some of your negative habits. Also, we will include the exercise of the morning attitude log. One of the problems with holidays is the area of expectations. Do you agree? Oftentimes, you have positive expectations and things just don't work out the way you'd planned in your mind. Or sometimes you may have negative expectations, which come into self-fulfilling prophecies. Think of an example of an upcoming situation you have already labeled as one that is going to be negative. One of the biggest stressors during the holiday seasons is our obligatory contact with other people, holiday parties or get-togethers with friends or relatives. Do you agree? Is there anything about the way you are at these kinds of gatherings that you would like to change? Is there anything about the behavior or attitudes of your friends at these gatherings that you would like to change? As long as you are preoccupied with what others do or don't do, you are living in a sort of self-styled hell. Now, why do I say a self-styled hell? Think back to the upside-down smile your child had on his or her face when the ice cream you bought to go with the pumpkin pie wasn't Ben and Jerry's, their favorite. Or think about Uncle Bill that insisted on smoking in your house, the relative that drank too much, showed up late, or didn't come at all, and on and on and on. Yet, the instant your awareness returns to yourself, you cannot help realize that you are free to feel the way you wish. Do you see how this is an accurate statement of cause and effect? Let me repeat that sentence. The instant your awareness returns to yourself and away from the other people, you cannot help but realize that you are free to feel the way you wish, as mentioned earlier. However, for me and perhaps for you, this awareness of my ability to change my feelings needs to transform from a mere description into ability to accomplish this actual action. Do you agree? If you continue the same reactions towards these people, holiday triggers stay intact, and the world that you have already had, you will remain its victim. Your chaotic feelings of discontent may merely deepen. You do not have to change your reaction immediately. That may be the second step, but it's not the first. Instead, you must continue to notice them. Your initial reaction uses the past as a guide. Therefore, you get what you've always gotten. Would you like to change that? You certainly cannot change others around you. Your life reflects this decision. Rather than blindly reacting to your daughter, Uncle Bill, the relative, or the clerk in the store, it is possible to catch your reaction, evaluate it, and create a moment of stillness or pause, so to speak, as mentioned on a previous track. Your ability to decide is merely as simple as your ability to give attention. Whether you realize it or not, the time you have chosen to look at whatever has your attention and have decided to turn away from its opposite. The negative trigger regarding your anger, or whatever the negative emotion happens to be towards your daughter, relative, clerk, is always the same, a judgment. When your mind stops judging another, it assumes a more neutral function of calm non-judgment, and to use a technical term, a lack of cognitive or thought distortions. Every experience is preceded by decision. Letting your day or your holiday season dictate your mood is your decision. By consciously choosing to be happy, you have the battlefield altogether. The battlefield? Yes, the battlefield of your judgment. Try this exercise. When the holiday triggers start to creep in and you are feeling the holiday blues, begin to take hold of your self-talk by making a morning attitude log. Number 1, write down all that you can remember regarding what you do physically, not mentally, just after you awake, and put these in order. Do you first lie in bed for a few minutes with your eyes open? Do you yawn, stretch, then go to the bathroom? Once in the bathroom, do you first look in the mirror? Do you weigh yourself? Number two, for the next 2 or 3 mornings, watch your behavior carefully and add anything to your list you left out. Do not as yet categorize any mental activity. You're just making a list as to how you begin your day. Number three, beginning the first morning after you have your notebook of what you do, start recording the ideas that accompany each separate physical activity. Number four, once you feel complete as how you begin your day, you are now ready to change it, should you feel a change is needed. Unless you take time to first see the tone you usually set and how you set it, you will know of no real reason for correcting. And although you may make some effort to begin your morning differently, this will be a half-hearted effort. So in short, you list what you do, and then you pay attention to your thoughts, and you see if you would like to change your thoughts the first thing in the morning. Number five, just before lying down to sleep at night, formulate your purpose for the next day. Let me repeat that. Step number five, just before lying down to sleep, formulate your purpose for the next day. Number six, when you begin to wake up, immediately start repeating your purpose or a phrase or two over and over in your mind. For example, I will be calm today. I will look for the positive today. If there's a particular individual that you're going to be dealing with, you might envision how you would like that encounter to go and envision an ideal outcome. Number seven, after your period of repetition, sit up and begin building your determination of how your purpose will be carried out throughout the day. Although this need only take a few moments, do not start your usual activity until you know that your purpose is clearly set. For example, if you have a particular phone call to make or an interaction with your children or a significant other, set that purpose in your mind those first few moments before you get out of bed or as you're in the bathroom combing your hair. When will you be setting this purpose? This is a way of helping you to break your pattern. Is setting a purpose the night before something you might consider to change in order to get rid of some self-defeating mental triggers? On this track, we discuss various ways the holiday triggers have become reoccurring times of anguish and how to recognize patterns of these negative habits. We also discussed a morning attitude log, which actually starts with setting a purpose the night before. On the next track, we will discuss the 4 rewards of confusion and why those rewards aid in not taking action. The 4 rewards are attention, advice, addiction, and avoidance. The uncovering the confusion cover-up technique. Question 6. What do you create as long as you are preoccupied with what others do or don't do?